Let us read Psalms 122.
诗篇一百第二十二篇，一百二十二篇，是七百五十三页。
Psalm 122。
这篇诗只有九节。
There are only nine verses.
我想我们用起引的方法来读一下。
Let us read this in order. That is, the pulpit here will read one verse, and the congregation will read the next, so on.
我读单数节，诸位读双数节。第一节，人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。耶路撒冷被建造，如同建众联络整齐的一座城。因为在那里设立审判的宝座，就是大卫家的宝座。愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。因耶和华我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。阿们。我们圣经就读到这里。
This is all we'll read from the scripture this morning.
一个正常的、健康的、进步中的教会，必须能够给会友提供几种的服务。
A normal, healthy, progressive church must be able to bring services to the congregation.
第一种，能够让人看见主的荣耀。
First of all, he should be able to show the congregation the glory of God.
第二种，应当能让人听见主的声音。
Secondly, the church should be able to provide the voice of God.
第三，能够闻到主的香气。
Thirdly, that the congregation may be able to smell the fragrance of God.
第四，能够尝到主的恩典。
Fourthly, that they may be able to taste the flavor of God.
还有最后最重要的一种，就是能够摸着或者感受到主的同在。
And lastly, most important of all, and that is for the congregation to be able to feel, to touch the presence of God.
这好像是五官，人的五官的功用。
And we have just described the five functions of the organs of a human.
也是一个正常的、健康的、进步中教会应当提供的服务。
It is also the services that a healthy, a normally progressive church must provide to the congregation.
要能保证这种的服务能够经常的从教会里面提供出来。
And to be able to assure that these services will continue to outcome, to go to the congregation.
我们应当在今天的信息里面学习功课。
And therefore there are several lessons that we have to learn today.
今天的信息是根据大卫王的一篇诗。
The message for today is based on the psalm that we just read, written by David.
大卫王一生一世有一个很大的盼望。
King David, all his life, he had this great hope.
就是要为上帝盖礼拜堂。
And that is to be able to build a temple for God.
但是神不让他盖。
But God didn't want him to do it.
因为大卫王的手流过人的血。
But we know King David'sHis hand had blood of other people.
神不许可他盖这个礼拜堂。
And therefore, God forbade him to do that.
因为圣殿是应当让和平的君王来建造。
For the temple needs to be built by one king of peace.
那么他的儿子，大卫的儿子所罗门就是和平之君。
And we know that David's son, Solomon, he was a king of peace.
所以神叫大卫把材料，建造圣殿的材料预备好了，让他儿子来盖。
Therefore, God told David to prepare all the material used for the temple and then for his son Solomon to build the temple.
虽然大卫王亲身本身没有盖成圣殿。
Even though King David, he himself did not build the temple.
他的心一直在圣殿里面。
But his heart was in the temple.
他说我一生一世只求一件事情。
He said, all my life I only pray for one thing.
要住在耶和华的殿中。
And that is to dwell in the Lord's house.
瞻仰他的荣美。
and to look upon his countenance.
他要在圣殿里面看见神的荣耀。
He wants to be able to see the glory of God in the temple.
他要在圣殿里面听见神的道，神的声音。
He wants to be able to hear God's voice in the temple.
他要在圣殿里面闻到基督馨香之气。
He wants to be able to smell the fragrance of God in the temple.
他要在圣殿里面能够摸着神的同在。
He wants to be able to feel the presence of God in the temple.
他要在圣殿里面尝着主恩的滋味。
He wants to be able to taste the flavor of God's grace in the temple.
大卫王一生一世的盼望。
The hope of King David all his life.
而在今天这一篇诗篇122篇里面。
And in today's psalm that we read, 122.
就能够很清楚地把他这个心愿衬托出来。
And we are able to very clearly describe and tell his heartfelt, warm, willing.
他说人对我说我们到耶和华的圣殿去我的心中就欢喜。
He said, when people tell me that we are going to the temple and my heart is overjoyed.
我们今天上午在第二家聚会。
This morning we were in our second home.
那散会的时候第二家同会主席谭姊妹告诉我。
And after the church service, Ms. Tan, Sister Tan told me,
他说有几位弟兄姊妹很愿意去参加今天下午第一家这个新堂的聚会。
She said, there are several of us who want to come to the First Home's new chapel service today.
中间一位年老的姊妹，她脚不久以前竟开过刀。
There's one of us who is quite elderly and not long ago had an operation on the leg.
她的脚前面几个指头都切掉。
And it cut off some of the toes.
行动不方便。
It's very inconvenient to walk.
但他愿意到我们中间来。
But she was willing to come to us.
啊，我听到这个，心里面实在很感动。
When I heard this, I was very touched.
那个感动里面满了喜乐。
And this touch, and I was full of joy.
啊，就是这个我就欢喜那个喜乐。
And the same joy that was described here in Psalm 122.
我们中间还有一位很伤心的姊妹。
There's also another one of us who is in weary, in sadness.
年轻的姊妹。
Young sister,
她的先生就几天以前不在了。
Her husband not long ago passed away.
沉在一个湖里面。
Was drowned in a lake.
一家人去游湖啊。
The whole family went for a cruise on the lake.
那么孩子，他这个孩子掉在不小心掉在湖里。
One child fell in the lake.
而做父亲的人就奋不顾身的。什么都不拿，也没拿救生圈，什么的，就是跳下去，跳到湖里去。
And the father jumped in to save the girl.
那个湖水大概太冷了，还是怎么样的
？And the lake, the water was too cold.
下去了就没有上来。
And no one ever saw him again.
别人又下去了，把他儿子救上来。
Other people jumped in and saved the kid.
这个做父亲呢，就死在这份爱的里面。
But the father drowned in the sea, drowned in love.
我们的姊妹，她的妻子今天在我们中间。
And this man's wife, this sister is with us this morning.
我觉得如果他对于神的殿没有一种高度的喜爱，他不可能来到这里。
I feel if anyone doesn't have a great desire or joy for God's temple, it's impossible for him to be here.
我们中文讲伤心人别有怀抱，他心中很难过。
We say that a man who is sad, he has some weary inside his heart.
但是这个怀抱就只有神的爱能够填满。
And this heart can only be filled with God's love.
所以来到神的殿，他可以尝到主恩的滋味。
Therefore, when he comes into the temple of God, he can taste the flavor of God's grace.
他可以闻到基督馨香之气。
He's able to smell the fragrance of God's grace.
他感觉到主的同在。
He's able to feel the presence of God.
他就会心中就欢喜快乐。
And he will feel joy in his heart.
我们中间弟兄姊妹听我讲到，一定记得这个见证。
Those of you who have heard me preach before must remember this.
在台北的时候。
In Taipei,
我们教会中间常常碰到有一位天主教的一个教徒一个姊妹来聚会。
In our church, there was a sister who was a Catholic. She came to attend a meeting.
我就问她说，你既然是天主教徒，为什么到我们这边来聚会呢
？And I asked her now, since you're a Catholic, why is it that you come to a Protestant service?
一直两年之久，她每个礼拜天到我们教会来聚会。
For 2 years, week after week, she came to our service.
开始的时候，他不肯加入我们做 member， 不肯加入我们做会友。
At first, she didn't want to become a member.
但是，他自己这样讲。
But she told us.
他说，他每天上午九点钟啊，要在那个台北一个天母那个山天母那个地方，要参加他们天主教的礼拜堂敬拜。
She's on Sunday morning in Timu in Taipei. There she attended a Catholic service.
然后就到我们教会来参加主日崇拜。
And then she comes to our church service.
她的理由是什么？
And what was her reason?
她说神应当在天主堂来拜，但是道要到基督教来听。
She said, we ought to worship God in the Catholic Church, and we ought to listen to God's words in a Protestant church.
她承认在天主堂里没有什么道可以听。
It seemed like she admitted that there were no words of God to be learned from the Catholic Church.
这是很多年以前他们讲什么念玫瑰经用拉丁文念人谁也听不懂啊。
This was what they used to do in the Catholic Church. They recited those Holy Maria type of verses and nobody could understand the sermons anyway.
道要到基督教礼拜堂来听。
And therefore to understand the teaching of God, they come to the Protestant Church.
但是他坚持这个神呢要到他天主堂去拜。
But she insisted when worshiping God, she had to attend a Catholic church.
她说一走进天主堂啊，人会肃然起敬。
She said, you know, when you go to a Catholic church, right away because it's so solemn and so quiet, you have this serenity of worshiping God.
会让人感觉到主在这里，神在这里。
And you really feel the presence of God.
但是在一般的基督教的教堂呢？
But in a Protestant church,
哇，大家一进到礼拜堂就是哗哗嘻嘻、憨憨乐乐，哇，大叫大喊，这个问候那个拉手说话，很多很多声音。嗯。
And when you go in there, you feel that it's a meeting place, greetings being exchanged and everything.
他说不能让人觉得神在这里。
No one can feel the presence of God there.
啊，我听到这个姊妹的话，我实在要在神前认罪。
And when I heard this, I really confessed my sin before our Lord.
如果我们的教会或者说我们所用的教堂只能够给人提供一个道能够听而不能感觉到神的同在这是个失败的教会
If in our church people can only come and listen to the sermons but they cannot feel the presence of God I feel this is a failure of a church
这不是一个完全的也不是个进步的不是正常的教会
This is not a complete nor is it a progressive nor is it a healthy church You can only hear the teachings, the words of God, but you cannot feel the presence of God. This is not a church.
所以弟兄姊妹，准许我这样要求一下。
Therefore, dear brethren, allow me to make this demand.
这一个新的教堂，容许我们有新的气象，让我们有新的感受，让我们在这个地方先是有个恭敬虔诚的态度来敬拜神。
As we begin our services in this new location, let us have a new atmosphere. Let us have a new outlook. Let us really have a new worship.
所以大卫王他一听到人家说我们到圣殿去，哇，他欢喜快乐，非常快乐。
Therefore, King David he said, "When I hear the people say that they're going to the temple, my heart are overjoyed."
这精通希伯来文人告诉我们，这个欢喜，我就欢喜的欢喜，不是一般的快乐。
The Hebrew experts tell us that the overjoyed word that is used here is not a common type of joy.
你晓得我们的灵魂体三种都有喜乐。
You know our body, our soul, and our spirit all have joy.
比方说像这么热的天啊，我们一回到家里第一件什么事，一定要打小盹，就冲冲凉，这下舒服了，这身体的快乐。
Like for instance, on a one day like this, the first thing we want to do when we get home is to take a cold shower, and that is a bodily comfort type of joy.
这是体的快乐。
This is a bodily comfort type of joy.
什么叫做魂的快乐呢？
What is the soul type of joy?
哦，如果今天你是失业了，一回到家里得到通知了，叫你去哪里去工作，找了一份工作了啊，你这个魂里面很快乐。
Now let's say you are unemployed. When you get home, you receive a letter saying that some company offers you your job, and your soul is released and is enjoying.
这两种快乐还不是这里所讲的。哦，大卫说我就欢喜那个乐，不一样。
But even these two that we have mentioned is not the same as the one that is mentioned by King David here.
这里的乐是灵里面的喜乐。
The joy that is mentioned here is a joy in the spirit.
这个灵里些就算这么热天气，再热几倍天气，他还是能够欢欢喜喜的在神前敬拜。
And that is the one that is described here is on a hot day like this, or even maybe even warmer than this, we are still able to worship God in joy, in the spirit.
就是失掉工作了。而甚至于失掉你所爱的人或者是像今天我们先来到我们中间有人伤心欲绝人像这种情况他仍然能够保持这种喜乐高度的喜乐灵里的喜乐
or maybe we have lost our jobs or we have lost our loved ones like someone one sister here but still able to rejoice in the spirit
所以这个第一节所讲的大卫讲的喜乐我们要了解他的快乐 是灵里面深度的高度的东西落，不是世界任何东西能够把它夺去的。
Therefore, let us understand here when King David says in verse 1, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. This is not something that other people can rob from us. It's a joy within. So the gladness, the joy that we have just described is a very different one. And there are five aspects.First of all, the foot is within the door frame. And that is our footsteps are inside the church, within the boundary of the church and not outside of it.
这是第二节所讲的耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
This is in verse 2, our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
那就是说立场要分明。
And that is saying that we have to have a very clear stand in our faith.
我们需要站在教会里面。
We need to stand within the boundary of the church.
而不是站在教会的外面。
And not outside of the church.
啊，有的人是站在教会的外面，自己是教会的一个会友，他就站在教会外面，指责教会，论断教会，攻击教会。
Some people now, as a member of the church, they seem to talk as if they were an outsider, and they are criticizing, and they are...commenting about the churches.
这个是没有立场。
This is a person without a stand.
这种人不会享受快乐。
These people will not enjoy happiness.
这个人没有办法在教会里面得着主恩的尝过主恩的滋味、啊、
These people will not be able to taste the flavor of God's grace.
也享受不到神的同在。
Nor can they experience the presence of God.
我记得那个英国战时的领袖丘吉尔有一句名言。
I remember Churchill, he said this.
他英文很简单 Right or wrong, my country 不管好歹是我的国家就这样子是这意思、他说不管好歹是我的国家就这样坏的也是好的不好也是好的就这样
子 Churchill said right or wrong is my country in other words whether the country is right or the country was wrong but it's his own country therefore he's loyal to the country
如果把这个 country 换成 church 好不好呢 Right or wrong, my church 我的教会就是好的
Now, if we replace a word and say right or wrong, our church, and that is, whether it's right or whether it's wrong, I support my church.
那不是一种说，哎呦，我的教会多好的，没有毛病，没有弱点，无懈可击，不是这个意思。
It's not saying that my church is perfect. There's no room to progress to improve.
乃是说，人间的教会都是不完全的，但是不完全并不重要，要紧的是我们这些不完全的人是否能够看见。教会今天的不完全，我这个人有责任，有责任。
The important thing is to recognize the fact that on earth all churches are imperfect, and therefore, as an individual, I should contribute to the church. And the fact that the church is not imperfect, I also take a part of the blame.
这个就是 John F. Kennedy 所讲的，不要问国家为你做什么，就问你为国家做了什么。我们把它换一换，不要问教会为你做什么，你为教会做了些什么。
Well, now John Kennedy, he said one time, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And let us use that and change the word and say, ask not what your church can do for you, but what you can do for your church. This is a problem of a stand. We need to have a firm stand.
容许我举我自己家里我老母亲的见证。
Allow me to give a testimony of my mother.
我母亲是在台北一个教会聚会所的一个会友。
My mother is a member of a church in Taipei.
她一直就活在教会里面。
All her life in this church.
我在台北先后牧养两个教会。
Now I have pastored two churches in Taipei.
一个就跟徐牧师在一起，那就是一个灵粮堂；还有一个就是基督之家。
One was 灵粮堂 with Reverend Xu, another was the Home of Christ.
灵粮堂十五年，基督教十四年，天后二十九年。
灵粮堂 was 15 and the other church was 14 years, altogether 29 years.
我要告诉你，在这二十九年中，我服侍两个教会啊，我的母亲不到这两个教会来。
Now let me tell you, under 29 years when I was pastor of these two churches, my mother never came.
自己儿子在那负责，他不参加，他不来。
Her own son was the pastor, but she didn't come.
他说神把我放在那个教会，我就是那个教会的会友。
She said that God has placed me in that church, and I'll be the member of that church for life.
严格地坚持他自己的教会立场。
insisted and firmly stood on the stand.
有一次他们教会里面发生问题了。
One time the church had some problems.
哦，那个教会经济上发生困难，怎么样？有些事情不太好的事情出了。
Some financial problems.
那我就问我的母亲啊。
I asked my mother.
哎，我说我叫娘啊，问娘啊，我听说那个教会里面有一位弟兄，你弟兄什么钱财上出了事情啊？我就问他。
I said, Mom, I understand there's some problems with a brother in the church in finances.
他听到我问他，马上脸就放下来了，说你说什么？他说你说什么？
And right away she looked angry. She said, What did you say?
哎，我是听说你们教会有件事情啊。
I said, I heard there's something happening in your church.
他说你就管你自己好了，你别管别人。
She said, Mind your own business.
我说我听说那个长老某某长老什么做生意失败，什么把教会都搞垮了，有没有这个消息啊？
I said, an elder did some business and then as a result the church suffered. Is that true?
大骂我一顿，说某某人那个长老是神的仆人，你是什么人呀、啊？你怎么敢论断他？你怎么敢说好说歹？就大骂我一顿。
And she scolded me. She said, "Elder servant, servant of God, what right do you have to criticize him?"
我说娘啊，我跟你是母子嘛，谈谈家常也没有关系嘛。说什么家常？教会不是家常，那不是家常啊，教会不能。
And she said to me, she said, "You know, we should not discuss these things because it's a church matter."
他实在懂得爱教会。
He really knows about how to love the church.
有一段时间，他们教会的同工的薪水都发不出来了。
There was a period of time that the workers at the church were not paid.
我的母亲，她每月我们有给她零用钱的了。
And every month we had some allowance money for her.
哦，那一月她说，你能不能再给我一点，再多给一点。
One month she said, "Can you give me more?"
我说你做什么呢
？I said, "What's going
on?" 你甭管嘛，你有钱没有？给我点吧。
She said, "Don't ask, just give me. Do you have any more?"
好了，再给一点。
I gave her some. 过
两天又来了。
Several days later, she asked me, "Do you have any more? Give me some more."
他把钱通通拿去奉献给教会的同工们。
And she gave all the money to that church.
自己是省吃俭用。
And she really didn't spend much herself at all.
尽量把所有都摆到教会去。
And she gave all she had to the church.
我不敢在这高举一个人。
I'm not here to praise about an individual.
是我自己的母亲，我更不敢在
教会
里面高举。
Mother.
但是这是事实。
But this is a fact.
有立场。
Someone with a stand.And the feet ought to be in the boundary.
有的人是一只脚踩在教会吧，一只脚踩在社会，那一边一个。
Some people they have one foot in the church, another foot in the society.
路加福音里面讲到一个故事，记得吗
？Remember story in Luke?
有一个财主啊，生前的时候穿的细麻布衣服啊，吃的吃喝玩乐啊，到死的时候啊，哦，在那个火焰里痛苦啊，他看见拉撒路。哦，坐在亚伯拉罕怀里，他就很羡慕他。
There was this wealthy man, you know, he had good clothes and good food when he was alive. He didn't do much work. And then when he died, he found out that Lazarus was in the bosom of Abraham, and so he was really envying him.
主日学老师教这一段故事给主日学小朋友，问他说：“你们愿意做拉撒路啊，还愿意做那个财主啊
？”So the Sunday school teacher asked his kids and say, "Would you rather be?" This wealthy man, or would you rather be Lazarus?
啊，各小孩有的时候要做拉撒路，做财主。有一个讲的最好，他说我活的时候做财主，死的时候做拉撒路。
And some say they want to be the wealthy man, some say Lazarus. But one kid said, "When I'm alive, I like to be the wealthy man. When I die, I like to be Lazarus."
一个脚踩在教会，一个脚踩在社会，两边，左右逢源呐，很好。
One foot is in the church, one foot is in the society. So you are able to benefit from both sides.
但是在天上没有骑墙派。
But we know that when you're in heaven, you don't have such thing as riding on the line.
我们必须坚定我们的立场。
We have to be firm in our stand.
第二，联络整
齐。Secondly, and that is to coordinate well.
这是第三节讲耶路撒冷被建造中联络整齐的一座城。
In verse 3 it says here, Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
这个就是叫做配搭。
And this is what we call working together well.
刚才我们同工会主席刘弟兄在提到，我们基督之家是个侍奉的教会。
Brother Liu earlier mentioned that Home of Christ is a church that people work together.
每一位会友都是同工。
Every member here is a co-worker.
因为每个人都要把他的恩赐交出来，让教会来使用，来这个使用支配，来配搭。
And everyone offers his gifts.To God, so that all can work together well.
我们拿这个聚会的地方来说。
Let us just use this as an example here.
我们今天来看一下，实在是很美轮美奂，很漂亮，很美观的啊。
When we look at it today, everything looks very nice.
但是你要知道，我们刚刚租用它的时候，刚看那个房不是这么漂亮。
But you know, when we first rented this place, it didn't look like this.
这里面油漆过了。
The walls have been painted.
都是我们的弟兄姊妹自己来油漆的。
Our brothers and sisters have come here and painted it.
这也没有这个讲台，没有这个台子。
Nor was the stage, the podium here.
这个台子也是我们一位弟兄把它做出来的。
And one of the brothers actually made this platform here.
我们的同工会主席、副主席、全体同工、常务组、青年团契、少年团契，大家总动员来做。
All our co-workers, the youth group, everybody got involved to make all this happen.
那么才有今天这个地方可以聚会。
And that's how we are able to use this place to meet today.
配搭侍奉。
To work together.
我特别在这要谢谢众弟兄姊妹。
I'd like to extend thanks to brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹都是担当我的软弱。
For the brothers and sisters have helped me in my weaknesses.
特别是两年前一场心脏病。
Especially 2 years ago when I had my heart attack.
弟兄姊妹都不让我多动。
Your brothers and sisters didn't allow me to do too much.
让我去安静在那边好好预备信息祈祷传道。
Wanted me to rest, to preach, and to pray.
所有管理饭食的事情都让弟兄姊妹自己来处理。
And all the matters in administration have been handled by the brothers and sisters of the church.
昨天我们在山上陈牧师问我说，哎，你们这伙食一顿怎么算啊？一个人多少钱？我说我不知道。
Yesterday when we were at the retreat, Reverend Chan asked how much is each meal, and I said I didn't know.
我讲不知道，我不觉得羞愧。
I didn't feel ashamed saying no.
不晓得陈牧师怎么想法。
I don't know what Reverend Chan thought.
他这个牧师一定要管的，一定要知道，是去整个的地点他去看，什么都要他接头的。我们是弟兄姊妹去替我做的。
When there's a minister, they have to take care of everything, but over here, the brothers and sisters take care of a lot of things.
我自己来体贴肉体，来贪婪，来说话。
I'm not saying all these things so that I may be lazy.
我想一个正常的教会应当是大家配搭侍奉。
I feel a normal church, a healthy church, brothers and sisters ought to work together.
不能把一些责任交给牧师，什么都堆给他牧师做。
They should not shed the responsibilities to the shoulders of the pastor.
把太多的事务性工作让他做，他哪里有时间去安静、去祷告、去预备信息的？
If we assign too many administrative details to the pastor, then he won't have enough time to pray and to preach.
而且经验告诉我们。
Our experience tells us.
侍奉是权利，不是义务。
We know service to serve in the church is a privilege. It is not a responsibility.
参加侍奉，灵命就起来了。
When we serve in the church, our spiritual life grows.
你们都听见过那个见证。
You have all heard the testimony.
在台北的时候，有一个姊妹，她一天到晚打麻将。
In Taipei, there was a sister who played mahjong a lot.
我用什么方法把她带起来呢
？You know how I help her not to play mahjong?
不是一天到晚劝勉她，也更不能责备她，这都没有用。
I didn't try to persuade her, nor did I try to scold her.
那是给她一个责任。
On the other hand, in fact, I gave her responsibility.
让她去做工。
Ask her to do something.
她一做工，灵就起来了。
And when she served,
就自动的放弃她的嗜好。
Her spiritual life grew.
她就加入了教会的行列。
And she was willing to give up this habit.
灵性起来了。
And she joined the church and her spiritual life grew.
家庭和睦了。
And the whole family became one again.
哎，夫妻也和好了，儿子也听话了，样样都好了。
Husband and wife, children all became well.
我永远不能忘记那一天。
我在
台上，他在坐在底下。
I was up here, and she was sitting down there.
我们要他来收奉献。
Asked her to collect offerings.
那个时候我们收奉献人很多，有16个人，8个男的，8个弟兄，8个姊妹，16个人来收奉献。
We had 16 people collecting offerings, 8 men and 8 women.
台北有1000多人的聚会。
We had over 1,000 in the congregation.
有一个姊妹临时没有来。
One sister didn't come.
那就要找一个人补充了。
So we had to find someone.
我就看到这位姊妹。
And I saw her.
她坐在那个地方。
And she was sitting there.
我说你来。
I said, come on over.
她不晓得我是指她了。
She didn't know I was calling her.
她讲我绝不会找她了。
She said I couldn't be calling her.
麻将人不会找她的。
One who plays mahjong.
她就往后面看。
So she looked back.
我说就是你。
I said no, it's you.
不是，她说是我吗？
你。
我说是啊。
Yeah.
哎呦，不行。
Oh no, not me.
我说为什么不行、啊、
？Why not?
对，她说我是打麻将的。
You know I play mahjong.
没有关系，麻将。
I said it's okay.、
哎、
Come on over anyway.
没有办法，她这个逼着她出来了。
And she was forced to come out.
坐了很久不站起来、啊。
She sat there for a long time didn't want to get out.
我们大家都站着等你一个人。
I said, "Oh, that's waiting for you."
把他逼出来了。
So she finally came out.
哎呀，那个样子是路加十八章的样子，那个税吏走到圣殿，连举目望天都不敢那个样子。
At that time, she looked like what is described in Luke 18 about that tax collector, and he was so afraid and so fearful when he walked front, he couldn't even look up to God.
他的前面就拿着烟袋。
She came to the front and she collected the berries.
看见脸涨得那么红啊，就头。
Her face was red. She didn't want to lift her head.
第二天礼拜一晚上是家庭聚会。
The next night was Monday night. It was a family meeting.
哦，她就来起来了，埋怨了。
She started to complain to me.
她说昨天我害死我了，昨天我害死她了。
She said, "How could you do that last night?"
哎，我晚上回家也不能睡觉，也不能吃饭。我想我这个人怎么配去领收奉献？
I wasn't able to eat, I wasn't able to sleep because I was all day I was thinking, how could a person like me going up there to collect the offering?
我说你觉得谁配的？是我配还是别人谁都是不配的，哪个人敢？很好笑的见证。
You know, she had given so many hilarious testimonies.
打麻将打到昏天黑地，糊里糊涂的。
She was playing mahjong for a long time that she couldn't tell night from day.
一碰到三缺一，就找电话簿找找看，教会的名册拿来找找。
Whenever there were three people and they need one more player, they would go into the church directory and look for someone.
大家说你就打麻将就去拉外邦人好了，你还要找基督徒干什么
？And they said, since you're playing mahjong, why don't you just look for the Gentiles? Why don't you look in the church directory?
不知道，基督徒比较诚实可靠。
So you know, the church people are more honest.
有一天呢，他就找半天也找不到，翻他妈。翻到我家里电话，打到我家里去。
One time she couldn't find anybody, she called me.
哎呀，我听到我的声音，赶快放下来。
And then she didn't know it was my number. When she heard my voice, she right away hung up.
所以我得到一个经验。
That's why I learned this experience.
带领一个软弱的肢体的方法，不是责备，不是单单劝勉，不是怎么样爱心帮助，就是给他不要讲理由，给他工作做，让他带领他侍奉，就是这样。
To help bring someone who is weak in spirit is sometimes not.Necessary to scold, to persuade, but just to give her something to do. When we are able to do this, then we are able to build this holy spiritual temple, compacted together. Thirdly, it's routine work. And that is, we have to follow these routine.
因为规定就常规，就教会的一个体制要规定。
We have to follow the system.
有的是我们要，比方说是祈祷、传道、管理饭食这两方面划分清楚。
And that is, we need to distinguish the difference between those who are responsible for preaching and praying and those who are responsible in the administrative details.
每一个的恩赐都被他放在一个最适当的地位上发挥那个功效。
If we are able to follow this type of a routine scheduling type of system, then everyone is able to use his gift to the best.
开始的时候总有些困难不容易哈，因为有时候恩赐并不显明，慢慢就显出来。
When we first begin, it is not easy because sometimes the gifts are not very clearly noted. Later on, all the gifts will be shown.
台北的基督之家已经14年了。
I was in Taipei Home of Christ for 14 years.
我记得成立的第三年，我到国外来。
I remember after 3 years, I came overseas.
就安排一些弟兄们代替我讲道。
I had several brothers to preach for me.
当我在台北的时候，他们决定不讲，都是全部讲台一个人包办，都是这样子啊。
When I was in Taipei, no one would preach. I would be the only one preaching.
我知道这样做，这个弟兄姊妹永远不会长进。
I know if we were to do it that way, then no one will learn how to preach.
我必须离开一下。
If I had to go away for a while,
让他们去站讲台。
So that these people will have a chance at the pulpit.
去操练讲道。
They will practice preaching.
慢慢就起来了。
And gradually they become better.
就是我刚刚到美国不到两个礼拜。
But no longer than 2 weeks after I've been here in the United States.
来了，长途电话也来了。
Got a long distance call.
信也来了。
Letters,
电报也来了
telegram,
说我赶快回来
asking me to hurry back.
不得了不得了，人就剩下一半了啊！
Because the attendance has fallen.
哇，你赶快回来，回来干什么？来收服失地，收服失地。他说
，Hurry back to claim the lost land.
我就回他那封信
，and I wrote a letter back.
我至少要6个礼拜在国外。
It'll be another 6 weeks at least before I can come back.
你要维持6次的组织崇拜。
Therefore, you have to be responsible for at least 6 weeks.
我都安排好了。
So I arranged them.
我说你千万记住，你们这样做是害死了我。
I said, if you don't do this, you will really get me into trouble.
你的先知伊利亚怎么说的？
Remember what Elijah said?
他在神面前控告他的百姓。
You know, he was accusing his people before God.
他说我的百姓啊，你看这些我的同胞们啊，就是拆了你的祭坛，杀了你的先知，剩下我一个人了，那他们还来逼迫我。
Elijah, he said that, you know, those people, my people, they have taken down the altar and they have killed all the prophets and I'm the only one left.
但是神说什么呢？
What did God say?
神说我为我自己留下7000个人是没有拜过巴力可以用。
He said, I have saved 7,000 people who have never worshipped Baal and they can be used.
当先知伊利亚这个传道人觉得只有我一个人能够讲道，只有我一个人能够被用的时候，上帝说不要紧，你死就管死吧，还有7000个人在那候补。
When Prophet Elijah said, you know, I'm the only guy left, you know, I'm the only one who can prophesy. And Jehovah God said, no, don't worry, go ahead and die because there are 7,000 people left.
这个1:7000这个比例是钟摆在我心摆上。
And you know, this ratio, 1:7,000, that has remained in my heart for a long time.
我告诉我的同工，如果你觉得基督之家是建立在扣税员的根基上，明天主就把我接回去了。
And I said to the co-workers in the home of Christ, and I said, if you feel that the foundation of this church is built on Minister Cole, then the next day you'll find that God will take me away.
神说你就走吧，我还有七千个人，我可以升拜，有七千个人可以候补。
And God will say that, come on home, because I have 7,000 people there.
你可以放心的死吧，我还有七千人候补你。
Don't worry, just go home and die.
所以我告诉我的同工，你如果一定要飞我回去啊，只有我能讲的话，你就是害死了我，明天你就把我接回去了。
Therefore, in my letter, I wrote back and I said, if you feel that I'm the only one who can preach there, then you have really got me into trouble because I'll probably die soon. And also, in the church, we have to establish a throne.
这是第五节讲到，在那里设立审判的宝座。
There are set thrones of judgment.
弟兄姊妹，我总是觉得我们今天一般的教会实在亏欠神的荣耀。
Dear brethren, I really feel that today in the church today, we really have come short of the glory of God.
教会里没有设立宝座。
Because in the church we do not find the throne.
这教会的权威没有建立。
We do not find the authority of God.
这结果就被社会恶劣的风气所影响。
And therefore the church is affected by the society.
应当是教会去影响社会、改变社会，是正常的教会。
In reality, a normal church, a healthy church ought to be affecting the society.
但是今天反过来，教会软弱，被社会诸般的恶势力影响。
But today the church is weak, and therefore is affected by the evil powers of the society.
甚至连传福音的基要立场都动摇了。
To the point that the stand of preaching the gospel is shaken.
因为这世界人怕听罪，他就不敢讲罪。
Because the people in the world are afraid to hear about sins, and therefore the public doesn't preach about sins.
世界人讲理由、讲理性，他就不敢讲信心。
And therefore, when the people like to hear about reasoning, and therefore there's no message out of faith.
弄到后来是教会向社会看齐，教会向社会妥协，教会整个被社会感染。
We finally find that the church is aligning themselves with the society, is compromising themselves with the society, and is indeed affected by the society. This is because the church does not have an authoritative throne. There are thrones of men, but not thrones of God.
摧毁一切人为的宝座，单单高举主的宝座，这个教会才是正常的，才是健康的，才是进步的。
We need to destroy all the thrones of men, but only uplift and exhaust the throne of God, and that is a normal and healthy church.
怎么样树立权威呢？
Now, how do we establish the authority?
有一次，一个姊妹半夜打电话给我。
One time, a sister called me late at night.
跟她先生吵架。
打
电话给我了
call me.
说我要自杀，他要自杀。
I want to commit suicide.
经验告诉我们，要自杀人他不会告诉别人的。
Experience tells us that those who say that they are going to commit suicide probably won't.
说我要自杀，你可以不理他。
So those who say that they will commit suicide probably can ignore.
保证死不了的。
Probably won't do it.
因为要自杀。
He says he wanted to.
半夜2点钟被吵醒了，我有点动肉体啊。
This was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was a little man.
他说我要自杀，我说你敢？我你敢
？And I said I dare you.
哟，他说我怎么不敢？啊
？I said, why is it that you dare me?
我说你敢自杀？
I said, I dare you.
你晓得你这个人是谁的吗？
You know who you belong to?
这个人是我自己的，我要自杀就自杀。
I belong to myself, I can kill myself.
我说你今天信了耶稣，你是用耶稣用宝血把你买回来赎回来，你这个人不是你自己的，你是耶稣的。
I said you have believed in Jesus Christ and Jesus has used his precious blood to redeem you and therefore you don't belong to yourself, you belong to Jesus Christ.
你这个所有权，这个所有权状，买房子有所有权状啊。你看孙姊妹在这儿啊，我们买房子有个所有权状，这所有权状不抄在你手里，是抄在耶稣手里啊。
You know, when we buy a piece of property, there's the deed or the trust, the title, it's not in your hand. The property of the, you do not belong to yourself, but to God.
我把他骂了一顿。
I really blamed and scolded her.
重重的责备一顿。
I really talked to her about the principles of God.
完了问他说，你现在还敢自杀吗？
I said, do you dare to kill yourself?
乖乖地说不敢了。
She said no.
为什么呢？
Why?
教会站在真理的立场可以建立权威。
Because when the church stands firm on the principles and teachings of the Bible, it's able to establish authority.
还有一个弟兄，年轻弟兄跟我讲，我要离婚，他要离婚。
Another young brother said, I want to have a divorce.
我说你要离婚呢，你要离婚就是离好了。
I said, well, go ahead.
他奇怪，我今天同意他离婚呢，
And he was very surprised.
那我告诉他一件事情啊，我说实在话，这个婚姻是我给他主持的，我给他证婚的。
I told him, you know, I officiated the wedding ceremony.
我说我告诉你，这个二三十年来啊，经过我证婚的100对以上。
I told him, I said over the 20-30 years, I have officiated about over 100 weddings.
没有一对有坏的记录的。
Never had a bad record.
都是好好的。
All were good.
你不能破坏我的记录啊。
I said, please don't ruin my record.
你要离婚就离，但是想想看，你不能破坏我的记录啊。
I said, I really don't care whether you stay together or not, but please don't ruin my record.
跟你离婚。
Therefore, I don't allow you. This is also an authority.
太霸道了，这不讲这么霸道的话干什么？
Some people may say, how come you're so dominant? You seem to be so bossy.
但是在真道的立场，神也准许你说重话，因为只有在重话里能够挽回人那些不必要的错误的那种错误，不必要的错误。
But we know when we stand firm on God's words, we are able to speak authoritatively because only in that manner you are able to save and salvage many of the unnecessary happenings.
当你前面四项都做到，我们享受平安，享受兴旺。
Now when we have done all four of the above, then we are able to enjoy peace and prosperity.
平安是内在。
Peace is inward.
而兴旺是外表。
Prosperity is outward.
如果里面内在没有一个真正的平安，外面就是表象的兴旺，算不得什么。
If we don't have a true inner peace, then the outward prosperity will only be appearance only.
当我们看见神的殿充满了这样的喜乐的时候，
When we see that the temple of God, the house of the Lord is full with joy,
天使每一个人都能从主那儿享受到平安，教会的得着兴旺。
Everyone is able to enjoy inner peace, and the church as a whole enjoys prosperity.
当然，最要紧的一件事就是我们在山上学的学习祷告。
Of course, we know the most important thing is what we have learned over the past few days up in the retreat, and that is to learn to pray.
要想保证在圣殿中间常常享受这种喜乐，祷告。是唯一的能够出成这种喜乐的秘诀。
If we want to assure that we continue to receive this type of joy and gladness, praying is the only secret.
有时我们常常会遭一些不晓得来自什么地方的奇奇怪怪的事情，很多特别的事情会临到我们身上啊。
Sometimes it seems as if some weird things happen from time to time.
但是经过祷告之后，真是带来奇妙的平安。
But after we pray, we find special peace inside us.
我就记得上月八号我回到美国来。
I remember last month on the 8th, I came back from Taiwan.
然后九号、十号我就到纽约去。
9th and 10th, I went to New York.
那天我就 Eric 送我到飞机场去。
I think it was Alex.
唐弟兄送我到飞机场去啊。
叫做唐。
我们那个拿这个飞机票来拿票的时候发生问题了。
So when we got the tickets, there were some problems.
因为是纽约的教会请我去讲道，他替我买了飞机票，他叫我在这边去拿票。
The New York Church had bought the tickets for me and asked me to pick up the tickets at the ticket counter here.
等我去拿票的时候，哎呦，发现票被人拿走了。
And I found out that the tickets have been picked up already.
糟糕，那时候也在买票，也没有位机位了，就真糟糕，就没有票了，怎么办呢
？It was already the last moment. There weren't any more seats.
后来一发现是拿错了。
It turned out that somebody had picked up the wrong ticket.
这件事情就这么巧的事情。
And there are some of these coincidences.
我这个扣我是 K O U 啊，是我姓扣的。哎，这个我试卷是，你的确是 S Y S Y K O U 是这样一个。
My name is K O U S Y K O U.
结果有一个人把票拿去了。
Someone had picked up the ticket.
这个人也是，也确实是 SY， 但后面是 KUO， 差一点点。
And his initial was SY， but last name KUO.
那美国人看 KOU、KUO 差不多，大概就给了他了。
And the ticket agent looked at KOU、KUO.
先一步拿走了，我后一步来，没有了，没票了。
So he picked up the ticket, and when I came, there weren't any more.
我负责给你查，给你查。
So he said, I'll look it up for you.
怎么查也查不出来。
He couldn't find them.
就在那等吧。
So I just waited.
感谢主 ，Eric 很聪明啊。他就想想看，这班飞机出口在什么 gate， 在什么地方？他就跑到那个地方去看看有没有什么人在那里问题啊。
Brother Tom was very intelligent.
唐弟兄啊，所以就他一看呢，哎，碰到了。我们今天、国开元弟兄在不在那儿啊？开元又来没？没有。国开元的父亲，他就在那儿跟人家大半交扯，人不让他上飞机。
It turned out that Brother Tom had found out that Brother Guo, you know, his father, of course, the last name is K-U-O, so it's just a difference. And so the people had not allowed him to get on the plane.
同样的情形，他的女儿在纽约给他订好了票，叫他来拿票，也是一样的。
Same situation, his daughter had bought a ticket and asked him to pick it up at the ticket counter.
便宜一点，廉价一点，因为他经过德州，从德州德拉斯那边再换飞机，再到在纽约。
He was going to go to Texas and then go to New York.
结果他的名字呢，也是 S-Y-K-U-O， 差一点点，你看糟不糟？
Of course, his last name, you know, was KUO.
就他就拿了我的票走了。
So he taken my tickets.
一上飞机，你看不对，路线不对，那不能上去。
So when the at the gate, you see that it's not the right tickets.
这个大吵特吵在那儿啊。
So they had some disagreement.
唐弟兄就看到他，认得他，哦，一问就把这个问题解决了。
And Brother Tom solved the problem.
那么这样一来，结果如何，你知道吗
？You know what happened?
真是妙。我就在那祷告，我这没什么都没办法，
I was praying, yeah.
怎么办呢？就这一班失去，我就来不及了，赶过就来不及了啊
！I will be late.
结果如何？他看到这，因为有一件这么这样子一来啊，他觉得亏欠了，公司亏欠了。结果呢，他给我一张 first class， 给我头等舱的一个票。
The airline felt it was their oversight, so gave me a first class ticket instead.
他也给那位国开元的父亲啊一张特别，就是他直飞可以直飞到纽约了，不要转了。两人都占了便宜了。
And also gave brother Guo Kaiyuan's father also a direct flight instead of a transfer.
开元的父亲还没有信主。
Brother Guo's father is not a Christian yet.
结果我们在飞机上有了机会谈了。
We had an opportunity to talk.
我就劝他信主了。
I asked him to accept Christ.
他讲一句话。
And he said one thing.
他说啊，我们中国人对这个基督教是都觉得是个洋教，不对劲儿啊。
He said, you know, the Chinese always think, have always been thinking that Christianity is a Western religion.
他说陈立夫先生，中央党部负责人，他陈立夫先生讲一句话，他说某某人呐、啊，他道德文章都很好，那他怎么也会相信什么那个基督教去了，怎么回事？
And he said, Mr. Chen Yifu, you know, he's got good education, good morals and everything. How is it that a guy like him could believe in Christianity?
可见这个所谓基督徒啊，在一般士大夫阶级中是。心目中间简直是不像话，这些洋教、外国教不像话，是这样想法。
Therefore, we can tell that the people in the Chinese educated realm, they feel that the Christianity is really a Western religion.
因为什么缘故？因为教会的权威没有树立。
And the reason is because the authority in the church has not been established.
人不觉得能够加入到教会是个荣耀的事情，不觉得。
People don't feel that joining the church is a victorious thing.
好多人进入教会好像勉勉强强的，而且人情关系、面子关系随便来加入，好像随随便便，一点都不看重。
People join the church very casually. They feel that it is doing someone's favor, and they don't look upon it in a favorable light.
那个郭先生告诉我，你看看这个基督教就是尖尖的礼拜堂那样子哈，都是外国东西，一套唱的歌也是外国调，什么都是外国的。哎，我说基督之家将来要盖礼拜堂，来个孔子庙的样子。
So he said to me, he said, you know, look at the churches, you know, they all have a steeple and look Western, and the songs, the hymns, they all sound Western, And I told him that
I'm surprised that one day we do build church and have a Confucius temple.
对不起，我们唱的诗歌就是用西方的调子，用中国的词来填的，填进去的，就想尽量冲淡一点洋教的那种错误的、不必要的那种感觉。
Ever you notice that the hymns that we sing, we have Chinese verses.
我想，当我们真的能够这样做的时候
，When we are able to do this,
我们的教会会兴旺
，Our church will prosper.
我们的会友有平安。
Our congregation will enjoy peace.
我们的教会一天天走上正堂。
Our church will day by day
improve. 我们的教会一天天能够健康，能够兴旺，能够发展。
Our church will become healthier, will become better, and will grow.
我们求主从现在起，在这个新的环境里面，赐给我们有新的祝福。
We pray to God that God will grant us new blessings.
但是我们的责任是要有付出新的努力。
But our responsibility is to pay new hardworking diligence.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你是昨日、今日、直到永远、永不改变的神。以往的年日你如何带领我们，今后的年日相信主，你要恩上加恩、利上加利的赐福于我们，使我们真是看见主在新的环境中间，你有新的祝福。也求主给我们新的启示、新的亮光、新的带领，使我们众弟兄姊妹在今后的这个环境中间都能从主领受的更多，也愿意为主摆上的更多。我们谢谢你，求你纪念为这个新的环境所做一切的努力。所有每一位弟兄姊妹，主你都知道他们的名字，求主纪念他们，求主赏赐预备，使我们每一个人在这件事情有份子，都能丰丰富富领受主所赐的平安喜乐。我们把荣耀都归给你，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。